Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post, reporting on the middle of somewhere, the Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Iowa, Wisconsin, all the way across the middle of America, where elections turn this way or that way for the two parties. And right now, the question is, how is the polling and how are the anecdotes of the present midterm? Much interest. The Democratic Party remains in control of the White House, the House of Representatives, and the Senate. The challenge for the Republican Party is to, in some fashion, turn the story into a Republican majority, either in the House or the Senate or both. The White House is campaigning vigorously, and within these last hours, the White House was very careful to celebrate the Inflation Reduction Act, which was passed late summer by the Democratic majority in the Senate, thanks to the vice president's vote. And the President Biden was keen to emphasize what this means for the American family. It was just coincidence that on the day that the White House is celebrating the Inflation Reduction Act, the new report of inflation for the month of August came in to Wall Street, and it was seen as very bad portent for the days ahead. The Federal Reserve is moving vigorously to defeat price instability, a.k.a. inflation, and we can anticipate more hikes to the interest charged to the best customers in the days ahead. This, of course, makes Wall Street hesitate and pull back and be cautious, because the word recession then immediately comes into the vocabulary again. Selena, the puzzlement is the White House's timing on yesterday's event. They could not know beforehand what that number was going to be at 8:30 in the morning. Once that number printed, the president's presentation, the whole ceremony at the White House seemed out of step with America. You are in touch with America. You walk the walk. Weeks before, Selena, do I remember correctly, you spoke to 3 different voters in 3 different counties in western Pennsylvania. I remember one was a butcher, one was a landscaper, and the other one, I think, was in a medical facility. And they were very keen to emphasize to you what really mattered to them. It wasn't in any fashion a celebration. What is on the minds of those small businesses in western Pennsylvania then and now, Selena?
These voters were actually across the state. I didn't ask them what their political party was. I didn't ask them which way they were voting. What I did ask them was what is on their mind as they go into the voting booth. And it has remained for over a year: inflation, supply chain costs, crime, and the issues of the border. People don't think, oh, the border, what's Pennsylvania have to do with the border? It's 2,000 miles away from Texas. Well, fentanyl. Philadelphia has the highest, and this is a new phenomenon, by the way. Philadelphia has the highest overdose rate in the country. Fentanyl is largely seen as a killer of white working class Appalachia. This has now come to the urban centers, to a heavily black populated portion of the state, and fentanyl has overtaken the death rate in that county. So voters are concerned not about as much as my profession tries desperately to make this election about the former president. This election is not about Donald Trump, whether you did or did not like him. It's very similar to what we saw in 2021 when the election for governor in Virginia was the attempt was to make it about Trump. And voters were like, no, it's inflation. It's crime. It's what's happening at the border. It's education. It's parole boards. And so I think that a lot of reporters are very much out of touch with what is really concerning voters heading into November.
And the puzzle about gasoline prices, it is, if I remember your reporting correctly, and help me because I don't have it in front of me right now, it's not as high as it was in the original spike, which was late 21 and early 22 when we were dealing with the shortages and the risks of the war that now continues in Ukraine. But I remember it being $1.25 higher than it was a year ago. Is that a good memory, Selena? Somewhere in that zone. You drive all the time. You know what the price at the pump is. It's much higher than a year ago during the driving season. Is that correct?
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's between $1.25 and $1.50 more than it was a year ago. That's a lot of money for people that are working on farms, for people who have to drive for a living, for families who want to take a vacation and they look at the cost of driving to where they traditionally go and how that cuts into their sort of fun cost or even their basic cost of food and utilities and energy. I don't think there's a comprehension of how much this has changed people's lives. You can take a look at how I've chronicled this at my website, selenazito.com, and I've been reporting from all corners of the country the changes people have had to make and the concerns that they have that things are not going to return to normal and are going to escalate are impacting how people are going to vote.
The Wall Street Journal published an item yesterday that caught my attention. It was way down in the story because they were dealing with what Wall Street was doing, which was sell, sell, sell. I understand that. But it was this, that a basket of household goods, including food and things that people buy every year, comparing August of 2021, the recovery from the pandemic, to August of 2022, this year is $460 more than the same basket last year. $460 is an enormous amount of money to ask people to pay for something that they didn't get any more for their money. That's a bold way of talking about inflation. It's not pennies. It's $460. I think that's what your report from the butcher, the landscaper, and the medical team were telling me. I just hadn't translated into dollars and cents.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there have been numerous times. I mean, the stories I have from farmers and the impact that has had on their lives. I mean, and the interesting thing about that basket that the Wall Street Journal wrote about is that not only does it cost more, but you're getting less because grocers people that make the things that we want, whether it's spaghetti or spaghetti sauce or whatever, they're putting less amount in your jar of spaghetti or your box of spaghetti or whatever the case may be. So you're not only paying more, you're getting less.
We don't ask the administration to solve this because that's in the hands of the Federal Reserve. It was, however, striking that the administration chose on the day of the market retreat, profound retreat, not since 2020 and the first days of the pandemic, the market retreat, the administration continued to mention the Inflation Reduction Act, which we're told by voices again in the Wall Street Journal does not reduce inflation and speaks to what you'd have to say is spending, which is arguably part of the cause of inflation, the enormous amount of money that's flowed into America's savings accounts that accounts for the inflation we're paying at the marketplace. Selena Zito, remembering Shanksville 2001, Shanksville 2022. She writes at the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. All of her stories are gathered at her website, selenazito.com. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.